Quantum computing is becoming a real, practical concern for blockchain security, and that's worth talking about.
The key point is that we're not talking about quantum machines instantly breaking everything. The bigger risk is that many current cryptographic signatures could eventually become vulnerable to sufficiently powerful quantum systems.
Right, and that creates a harvest now, decrypt later problem. Attackers could record public transactions and signatures today, then potentially exploit them later, once the right technology exists.
That's exactly why Cardano's CIP-197 matters. It addresses this risk by focusing on wallet protection.
Wallets are where users sign transactions, manage keys, and interact with their funds. So if the underlying signature scheme becomes weak, the assets inside the wallet are exposed.
CIP-197 is a forward-looking proposal designed to help Cardano move toward quantum-resistant security without forcing a chaotic or risky migration later.
The proposal centers on using post-quantum cryptographic methods believed to remain secure against future quantum attacks.
These methods differ from the elliptic curve-based signatures commonly used today, and they are intended to resist the types of mathematical attacks that quantum computers may eventually make practical.
For Cardano, this could mean updated wallet standards, new key formats, and stronger transaction signing processes.
A major part of the challenge is migration.
Even if Cardano introduces more secure cryptographic methods, older wallets and keys may remain in use for years.
A successful implementation must allow users to move funds or rotate credentials from older systems to newer ones safely.
User experience is critical here. If migration is too complicated, users may delay it. If it is too aggressive, it may create confusion.
With millions of wallets, even a small number of users failing to migrate could leave lasting security gaps.
Post-quantum cryptography also introduces trade-offs.
Stronger methods may require larger signatures, more storage, or more processing power.
Those factors can affect wallet performance, transaction size, and compatibility across devices and applications.
So the goal is not only to choose the right cryptography, but to make the system usable enough for widespread adoption.
For everyday ADA holders, the immediate takeaway is not panic.
Large-scale quantum computers capable of breaking current blockchain cryptography are not yet a present-day reality.
However, CIP-197 signals that Cardano is planning for long-term security rather than reacting only to near-term threats.
That matters for users who care about the durability of their assets and the resilience of the network.
The proposal also has broader ecosystem implications.
Third-party wallet providers, staking services, exchanges, and dApp developers may eventually need to update their software to support new key types, signing flows, and compatibility requirements.
That work is substantial, but it could strengthen the overall ecosystem over time.
Several challenges remain.
There is no single universally accepted post-quantum solution, and different cryptographic methods have different performance and security profiles.
Adoption will require broad support from wallets, developers, and infrastructure providers.
Older tools and services may not immediately support new wallet protection methods, and safely migrating users from older keys to newer ones remains one of the hardest parts of any security upgrade.
Timing is also important. Cardano must prepare for future risk without causing unnecessary disruption today.
In short, CIP-197 is best understood as a structured, long-term effort to make Cardano wallets more resilient against quantum threats.
It does not solve every quantum computing problem, nor does it require users to take immediate dramatic action.
But it shows that Cardano is taking the issue seriously and building a path towards stronger, more future-ready security.